coming and going as they please. Something touched my shoulder. Perhaps I had been dozing off in and out of a dream. My eyes flickered, but it was too dark to see. Instead, heard metallic wind chimes as if they had just been rewound. Whoever was responsible for the touching and or rewinding did not show themselves. In fact, I started to believe they had minimized themselves, having fled into the woods behind the garden. It was cold out, but plenty bright, and when I opened the blinds, the light was blinding, and for a brief moment I thought I saw them. I should have known not to open the blinds, at least not without an approving bird call, something that had been missing since before my self-induced slumber. I'm stuck where I've been stuck for what seems like a fortnight now. This rectangular room, seemingly self-sustaining, three sides made of glass, the other with a singular door, slightly ajar, floral and fauna completely silent, looking in from the outside.